Gabón, el user.
The girl eat great big juicy fruits, maybe this big around. Cut them open and eat them out with a spoon.
Right fruit?
Stuff that you might grow yourself. Did you grow any of them?
Watermelons, but...
Mm-hmm. How about the smaller ones?
Cantaloupe, mushroom.
If you're doing something, some of the children here are doing something bad, they didn't know it was bad. Their mother might come to them and tell them, you know, you.
Yeah. I don't want that done, and you're doing something I never did do.
That you
I don't want to do it anymore.
You are. That's bad. You
violated the rules.
You had no to do that. You oughtn't to do that.
If you do that again, I'll have to whip you in.
Would you say something like you oughtn't to do that? Or you hadn't ought to do that?
Yeah, not to do that. I taught you better.
You come in real tired, real wore out. Someone might say, well, suppose you've been at it for 10 hours. You've been out there working for 10 hours. Someone might say, well, what is he so tired from? Somebody wanted your mother to say, well, he ought to be tired. He's
working 10 hours and he's hard work.
So he done worked all day.
Yeah.
Would she say that?
Yeah. He's done one day work already.
Would you say he done worked all day or he done worked 10 hours?
Work 10 hours, huh? I guess I do.
Uh-huh. Recall this little, any of these animals, the rats, mice, spoons, anything that will come in and spoil your stores, spoil your grain.
You call them varmints, I guess.
Do you ever take sugar from a tree around here?
Take what?
Sugar from a tree?
No.
Mm-hmm. Is anybody around there?
Yes. I am known to.
What kind of tree is it?
Maple tree. Sugar maple, we call it.
They ever have a whole bunch of these trees together that they work?
Yes. They have known to be, but I never did take any part of them.
You know what they call these stands of trees?
Maple.
They call them sugar camp or maple forest,
Maple forest. Mm-hmm.